Hello, friends, and welcome to Stoic Meditations. Today's episode, Deprived of the Truth. Treat unenlightened souls with sympathy and indulgence, remembering that they are ignorant or mistaken about what's most important. Never be harsh. Remember Plato's dictum, every soul is deprived of the truth against its will. Epictetus. In today's quote, Epictetus reminds us that while we may be more enlightened than those around us, we need to be sure that we treat others well. This means that we are not condescending or arrogant about how enlightened we are, but it means that we have to have patience and compassion for those around us, especially those most ignorant. If we're short or annoyed with those around us for their ignorance, then we are not behaving as good Stoics. Remember, you are in control of your thoughts, emotions, and actions, so what others do should not get us riled up or annoyed just because they are not in control of their thoughts, actions, and emotions. And if you are impatient with others, then you probably aren't as enlightened as you think you are. Just like a good teacher is patient with their students, we should be the same with those around us who aren't up to our level. And remember that you were once probably as ignorant as them, because nobody is born enlightened. It's something that we have to continually work on until we die. And also remember that nobody is enlightened in every single aspect of their life. There may be parts where you are better, maybe you're better at controlling your temper, but in conversations you have a tendency to talk over people and are slightly rude. Being patient with others allows them to be patient with you, and that's what being part of the human community is all about. And it's not easy to be patient with ignorant people, but no one ever said that becoming a wise or enlightened person was easy. If it were, then everybody would be enlightened and wise. And what Plato's quote reminds us is that for the most part, people are generally good, and that they're doing the best with the information they have and the knowledge that they have. And the best way to help them move forward and to grow is not to point out their mistakes and mock them, but to be a good example and a good friend. And that's Stoic Meditations for today. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.
Hello, friends. Thanks for listening to the Stoic Coffee Break podcast. If you enjoy the topics on the Stoic Coffee Break, then you should really join us at the Stoic Coffee House. At the Stoic Coffee House, we're a community that takes the ideas of Stoicism and the topics that we discuss here, and we dig a bit deeper into them and talk about how we can apply them in our daily lives and help support one another through our successes and our failures. You can join us at the Coffee House at stoic.coffee/join. Again, that's stoic.coffee/join, and I'll see you in the house.